Articuno, Zapdos, or Moltres can be found in Pokemon X and Y after defeating the Elite Four. You can only pick one of the three legendary birds, and this depends on the starter you picked at the start of the game. If you pick Chespin, you'll find Articuno. If you pick Fennekin, you'll find Zapdos. If you pick Froakie, you'll find Moltres. Anytime after you beat the game, run through some tall grass, and you'll randomly find one of these three legendaries, again, depending on which starter you pick. You'll get a chance to see the legendary, but you won't actually be able to interact with it or battle with it or anything. It'll flee automatically and run off to some other route. Basically, from here, you're going to be chasing down the legendary all throughout the Kalos region. And it's not as easy as it sounds. The legendary will move to a different route, but it will only stay there for a short time. And if you try to fly there or move through too many locations, it'll move to a different route. You can track the legendary's location by looking at the Pokemon's profile in the Pokédex. If you look at the map, it will tell you exactly where it is. But again, it will change if you move too many times. You can use some strategy to try and catch the Pokemon in its tracks, finding it in the right route, but you're going to have to rely on quite a bit of luck as well. One of the common suggestions is to fly to Lumio City and try and hope that the legendary is in a route surrounding the city. This way you have access to multiple routes instead of one or two you would get in any other city. You also want to remember to have plenty of max repels, so you don't even have to bother about wild Pokemon. You can just strictly focus on the legendary. Once the legendary has fleed about a dozen or so times, it'll retreat to the Sea Spirit's Den in Azure Bay. Once in the bay, head inside the cave and you'll find whichever legendary it is you're chasing inside, right in the center, just like Mewtwo. Remember to save before the battle in case anything goes wrong. Go ahead and start the battle by interacting with the legendary. Having a Pokemon with False Swipe will greatly increase your chance of catching the Pokemon. Since you are battling in a cave, you can use a Dusk Ball to catch the legendary, but Ultra Balls work just as well. And you can even use a normal standard red Pokeball to catch the legendary. It is completely possible to do so. If you catch this legendary and you still want the other two legendary birds, you're going to have to do that through trading. And that's really it, trading. For all your Pokemon needs, be sure to stay tuned to IGN.